All right, thanks for coming up. Who knows what BFF means? You guys know what that means? Best friend forever. How many have best friends? Do you have a best friend?
I have a best friend that's named, Peter.
Oh, good. And what do you do with your best friend?
Play.
You play, right?
I have a leather green car that has a controller.
Mm-hmm.
It can turn.
Okay, and what were you going to say with your best friend? You share, yeah, that's a good thing. If it's your best friend, you share, right? You spend time together. You talk together. You play together. Do things together. That's what you do, and best friends are important. So I'm going to draw you a picture here. Not a very fancy picture, just a simple one. Okay. Okay, so here's a boy. This one's a boy, and we're gonna have to draw a friend for the boy. So, what do you think I should use?
You should use red.
You think I should use red?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll make a friend for the boy. And we'll make him a happy face because he likes his friend, right? And we'll make him holding a ball so he can say, "Hey, I just got this new ball. I want to share it with you. You want to come play with me?" See, they're friends. And they're holding hands so they can walk and play. Walk to the ball field together and play. So, best friends is a good thing. But who's our best friend? Really our best friend forever?
Jesus.
Jesus, right. See, here I got this picture of Jesus with some children. And you can look at this picture and you can tell that Jesus is a good friend because, see, he's holding the little boy's hand. And he has his other arm around his shoulder, giving him a hug. And he's smiling at him. And the children look happy to be with Jesus. He's our really best friend. How do we know that Jesus is our best friend forever? Yes. He did die on the cross for our sins. You know what? Sometimes we have friends and we might do things that make our friends upset, and they'll say, "I don't want to be your friend anymore." Jesus didn't do that. No, he took away our sins. He died on the cross because he loves us very much. You know, and sometimes our friends might not be able to come and play with us. They can't always be with us all the time, but who's with us all the time? Jesus is always with us all the time. And he knows everything about us. Mm-hmm. And he loves us anyway. Right? Yeah. So Jesus is our best friend forever. How can we get our friendship with Jesus to be even stronger, even greater? What could we do? What could we do? Say sorry to God, say sorry to Jesus when we do things that is bad, and pray and talk to Jesus, right? Even when we aren't doing things that are bad, when we're happy.
And play.
When you're playing, you can talk to Jesus. And you don't even have to close your eyes to talk to Jesus. You can talk to Jesus anytime. You could be riding your bike and you don't want to close your eyes then. You could talk to Jesus still. Anytime, right?
I ride a bike.
Yeah. So we could pray and talk to him. Any other ideas how we could make our friendship with Jesus even stronger? Mm-hmm. Well, we want to get to know our friends, right? We spend time with them. We do what we find out what they like and what they don't like, right? And so we talk to them, which we talked about with praying, but maybe we can hear what Jesus likes and what he doesn't like and what he's like if we read our Bibles or our Bible storybooks. That would get to know Jesus even better, right? Yep. And you know what the best thing about our best friend forever is? Someday we get to go to his house in heaven and live with him forever there. And it will be beautiful. Nothing sad, nothing bad.
That's mine.
Yeah. So let's pray, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being our best friend forever. We love you. And help us to remember that you're with us always, always, and that you love us. Amen.